Tower, HKX, mobile. KK4NXZ. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Good. Doing good. How about you? I'm doing good. Other than being up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm doing great. I understand, my friend. Of course, it's not that cold this morning, but I love the cool weather in the morning. But it do, it just makes it harder to get out of the bed. Yeah. Where have you been? It's been a few weeks since I've talked to you. I'm fairly well. I mean, I've been pretty doggone busy. Last Thursday, I think I was out, off work. Everybody decided to take last week off. Andrew was gone, you were gone, Ken was gone, and Ed's been home with his issues, and so everybody was gone. Yeah, then I had a week of vacationing up in Ohio the week before, so I've been aloof. You're glad you got some time off. I'm sure you needed it. Hectic as all get out, but I'm hoping it stays busy through the winter. I got a lot of mouths to feed. Hoping so, but with what everything going on, who knows what's going to happen. Right. On the homestead. That's new. I got, I got about 12 to 14 cords of wood sitting on the side of the drive. They're still in logs, so I gotta cut and process that stuff, and I'm just doggone it. I'm having trouble finding time to get to it. I hurt my back, and so my back's been down for about 3 weeks, and I couldn't pick a pencil up there for a while. But I continue to go to work. I don't think I missed any work. I did leave work a couple days early, but I don't think I'm back to where I could be cutting and splitting wood, but I'm not feeling any pain right now. Good. You don't want to overdo it too quick and be right back in the same position. That's for sure. I've been there. I've got all this wood there that just as unprocessed. I hate that.
If you need some help on a Saturday, let me know, and I'll be glad to come down and help you.
Hey, you got a chainsaw?
I do, but I'd have to make sure they ran, because I haven't used them in a year or so.
One, I got a couple. I might take you up on that, try to get my sons-in-laws to meet us, and then I've got another neighbor. I mean, I've got a bunch of wood to cut and split, and it takes about 3 people to feed that splitter. One guy operating it, there's 2 guys throwing wood on it. It's fast, man, and it splits in 6 different ways, so I'll have to maybe take you up on that. I'll try to give you a heads up notice.
If you give me a heads up, I got, this Saturday I'm going down to meet Chad and some other guys I met on the radio. And then next Saturday I'm going to try to take my general test, but after that I'll be free. And then, I'll be down that way already.
I'll make a note. 3 Saturdays from, I've got this Saturday, I can't do a thing. Next Saturday, I don't know what, it's hard to schedule, not this Saturday, but Saturday a week from this Saturday. Are you doing any hunting?
Try to do some hunting up here on the property I bought. I haven't had a lot of time to put any effort into getting it ready. But hunting rifle season opens that week if I'm not mistaken. I got to go back and look. And it's only 3 weeks long, so I'll try to get as much in as I can.
Yeah, well, I definitely ain't going to knock you out of no hunting opportunity.
The way things are going for me, I don't know that I'd get up there anyway. If I did, I probably wouldn't be able to see nothing.
Won't be able to see anything.
Sit there and pick the wrong spot and not be able to see anything. Like I said, I haven't had the time to put into getting it ready to hunt like I want to.
A heavily used trail. That's all you need.
A few of those up there, so I might get lucky, but you never know. You gonna do any hunting this year?
I'm hunting on this coming Tuesday.
Property down there?
Yeah, I will.
Good luck. Hopefully you get a big one. I just seen a 6-point running across the road in front of me.
Get one like that. I got a monster. Actually, I got a couple of monsters on that property. But they're smart. I've caught them on the game cam, but I've never seen them during the day. But my neighbor who hunts on a piece of property I sold him adjacent to mine, he's seen that big monster come out, but he didn't get a chance to shoot it. So I'm hoping to one day come across him.
He'll make a mistake. You'll be in the right place at the right time, hopefully.
Those walk, but I'm waiting on the big one.
Get one in the freezer this year anyway. Just one, and that'll be good. Me and my wife had last us most of the winter.
Can't really put one in the freezer is my problem. If I got one, I'd have to give it to somebody. I've got a beef cow I bought a year ago. Well, I think I bought that beef cow at the beginning of this year. But they're supposed to butcher that thing in December. So I've got to have room for it.
If you want to spend that kind of money on something, you've got to have the room to put it in the freezer.
That thing cost me about, I think I paid $850 for it. It was just a calf, but it's got pretty big.
Maybe you get it all done and get it in there. Problem is finding room for it.
Yep, that is the problem. I got a couple of people that want to go in with me on it. We'll see how that works out.
Some more room, let me know. I'll be glad to help you out there too.
Sure, I copy that.
You talked to Ed?
No, I have talked to him. I haven't talked to him this week. I need to try to get in touch with him. He said he, last time I spoke with him, he's doing better, doing well.
I talked to him one afternoon on the radio. He's picking his grandkids up from school. And just surprised me that he was on the radio then. Said he was doing better, so I was hoping he'd be back at work, back on his schedule here for long.
He hung it up on the job.
So that.
Old me finally retired.
That's what he wanted, good for him. You worked that long, you need some time to enjoy it. Go ahead and take step threes. I'm getting up here into the black hole, so I'll lose you here shortly. KO4HKX, had a great day. Great morning talking to you. Good to hear from you. And have a great day, step three.
I'm destinating anyway here in about 60 seconds. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And I hope your day goes well, my friend. Step threes to you. Take care. KK4NXZ.